I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The Cowboys will be the ones doing the pillaging as they take on the Vikings. Our Cowboys countdown to kickoff starts this Sunday at 5. Late post-game after on Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Text Rusty to 22126 for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Rusty Nickel Ice House. It's football season at the Rusty Nickel Ice House. Catch college and pro games all weekend, live music, cold drinks, and killer food truck eats. Visit RustyNickelIceHouse.com.
Well, it is 5:40 here on The Ticket. Hardline Junior, Kevin Landrum and DJ Ringenberg filling in for the Hardline today. They will be back in full force on Monday for a Cowboy Monday, so be tuned for that. We are not at the studio today. We are out at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center as the 2025 BMW Dallas Marathon kicks off. Vendors, marathon runners picking up their swag. Come see us. We're by the exit, as later we will have DJ sit in a hairstylist booth to end our show.
If there was a way to make it funny, I would do it. I don't know that there is.
Well, we'll figure it out. We will get into the NFL weekend here in about 15 minutes, but it is Friday, so it's time for Friday Fun, and it's sponsored by
Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views.
Thank you, Ham. And I believe this is going to be a very ham-centered Friday Fun, so I'll send it back to the studio for Matt Birmingham.
I'll send it to DJ.
Okay. We planned this well.
The rest of us did, I thought. There's one person lagging behind the rest. We will hear from Ham here in just a second. I understand. The runners.
Yep.
The pageantry of it all.
Exactly.
I get it. Before we hear a beautiful song from our very own Matt Birmingham, we had a funny moment on the Hardline yesterday. Did this get played on NIT break, or was this on Big E break?
Big E break.
It was on Big E break. Okay, good. Well, we had an insane Dave laugh.
Yes.
And I think that we all experience this at some point. We've all got drops of our laugh.
Yeah.
Most of us do, I would say. You're
looking
just
at me.
Yeah.
I've got the dumbest one. There it is.
It's amazing. And it's preserved for eternity.
Yep.
Until we move stations again and someone forgets to save it and transfer it over.
We'll
and like all the And that was about me.
That was
leading into we were going to be filling in together.
Yeah, that was me trying to be funny.
That was your cute little I got a crush on DJ laugh.
Well, you kind of what? Like I'm blushing in my cheeks.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
It's a great laugh.
Man.
And I forget the context of this, but Dave had just sounded nothing like he normally sounds like laugh.
Really, really quick. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry
we're late, but does the name Bob Lovell or Lavelle ring a bell?
No.
Well, I'll tell you who he is in a second. You'll know immediately.
That MMA guy with a little stripe on his
no,
head?
No. He was ordered this week.
You know,
Chuck Liddell?
Yeah. It's just go ahead, Dave.
He was ordered this week to pay 5 points. I don't know.
It's the second time he's had that laugh today, too.
I'm debuting
a new laugh
I'm
today.
I'm feeling sick.
It's Mickey Mouse, man.
Yes, it's like an off-brand Mickey Mouse.
Chuck so
Liddell?
I was.
Yeah. It's just, go ahead, Dave.
Boy, look, Ham is funny. I get it. Like I understand getting ambushed by that, but it's such a rapid burst.
It sounds like Tickle Me Elmo. I didn't have my headset on yesterday when that happened. I was in the ticket room. I was putting stuff away, and as soon as I heard it, I immediately turned sharply at Corby, and he looked at me like, "What the hell was that?"
We were all so taken aback by it whenever it happened, and it was so organic. That's the beauty in it. It was 100% natural.
Yep,
it was caught on tape, and I would imagine
we're gonna hear it a lot
in perpetuity.
Yes,
it'll be running to the ground. It'll disappear. It'll have a resurgence at some point. And we'll say, why haven't we been playing that forever? And it was run into the ground, but rightfully so. Beautiful. All right. The Hardline, maybe last Monday, Corby was talking about Frank Sinatra and a song that he heard where it was, he talks about having a Yuletide gay and have a gay little Christmas right. and all that. I was actually looking for it, and I just searched Frank Sinatra gay Christmas, and the AI overview comes back. Frank Sinatra didn't have a, quote, gay Christmas in a modern sense, but his popular Christmas songs, especially Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, famously contained the original lyric,
yeah.
make the Yuletide gay,
right.
meaning joy, whatever. So Corby brought that to the air, and he just thought it was kind of funny, and just when did we start using that word differently and all that. And, Ham, can you play a little bit of just the original Frank
Yourself
Sinatra song here?
A merry little Christmas, make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now
beautiful. Now, we've all heard this song a million times. I don't think I've ever paid attention to that before. Never really noticed the chorus.
Yeah.
Also, it's Frank Sinatra's 110th birthday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's he doing these days?
Mostly being dead.
Jealous.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, yeah. our very own led to that smattering of new drops, too. As we all know, Ham's a genius, right?
Yes.
Like, we're all in agreement there.
Yes.
Well, Ham heard this gay Christmas song, and he was like, you know what? There's something here. And
well, I think even Dave, Corby, and Bob, I think it was mainly Bob, brought up there's not really a gay Christmas song out there.
And Bob is always that's lobbying for more gay Christmas songs. Every year, it's just his
gays
go-to.
And lesbians.
There he is.
He's like, one of these days, we're going to break the barrier, and it's going to be all Christmas songs about people's relationships. So what do you have here for us, Ham?
It's a gay rendition for gay people so they can have their own Christmas song.
I think they just call it a rendition.
And they just call themselves people.
Yeah.
Usually, hi, I'm gay DJ. That'll be a fun drop, too.
Mark.
So you, in the tone of Frank Sinatra, you gave us a song here.
Yes, I wanted to honor him and also honor gay people.
Okay, let's listen.
Have yourself a gay little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your butts will no longer be tight. Have yourself a gay little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be slayed. We're gay.
Not subtle at all,
no.
Here we are in our drag parades. Glitter, sass, and fierce decor. Faithful queens who are queer to us.
Gosh.
Gather near to us once more. Through the years, we'll all be gay together. If the straits allow,
great.
Hang a sweaty sock on the door before you go and plow.
God, the range.
And have yourself a gay little Christmas now. Through the years, be gay together if the straits allow.
It's not expanding on the theme here. Ow.
Hang a sweaty sock on the door before you go and plow. And have yourself a gay little Christmas now.
Wow. I didn't know Frank Sinatra had such a beautiful voice.
I think that's fitting on this show, the most inclusive show on the ticket.
Yeah.
We lean all the way in.
That's right.
We're cool with everybody.
Yay.
If that's how you want to spend your Christmas, more power to you.
Go for it.
The Hardline supports you full on, and so does Frank Sinatra, apparently. Or the fake Frank Sinatra.
That was beautiful, Ham.
That was beautiful, Ham. Thank you for spreading your holiday cheer.
My gay cheer.
Yeah, your gay cheer. Your gay Yule log and all that. All right. Need a break after that.
Yes.
Need to recalibrate.